All of a sudden, Saturday's game versus Arkansas has become incredibly important.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast, and I'm your host, Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five, and we're ready to rock and roll. You know, kind of out of the blue, this game Saturday has become the most important game of the year. I think many of us, including myself, penciled this one in as more than likely a win. The hype surrounding the team, the wide receivers, the quarterback, the defensive reports that we're getting, and now all of a sudden, this game's seems like it's going to be a lot tighter, and it's a very, very important for the rest of the season as far as the outlook on the season, and you know, maybe even beyond that. So we're going to break that down and talk about it. Before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code next round, you can see it down below, for a double up deposit bonus. Give them $200, they're going to give you another $200 on top of that to play with, absolutely free. So you can go sort of have some no risk bets. You want to throw down a big parlay with that bonus, go ahead. No risk whatsoever. It's a gift from mybookie.ag. You can do college football, NFL, a little bit of everything, anything you can imagine, you can bet there. So check them out, mybookie.ag. I'm guilty, gang. I'm guilty of the beginning of this season in the summer, looking at this schedule, penciling, go ahead and count this one as a dub this weekend. And it may still be, but I'm guilty. I'm guilty of thinking sort of that the quarterback situation was remedied. I'm guilty of thinking that the defense was going to be farther ahead of where they are. I guess a little bit more explosive, a little bit more, I guess just a little bit more exciting than it's been on the defensive side the first couple of games. And this weekend has built, you know, the way the situations have unfolded, this weekend has built up to be the most important game on our schedule. And I think the biggest reason it's become this way is because of what's happened at quarterback. You know, Hugh had the opportunity, I think, a couple of times to maybe change quarterbacks in the offseason. I think he did try to go get some guys. Obviously tried to get Riley Leonard, got Cam Ward to come on a visit, got Caden Salter to come on a visit. There was a couple of guys that he looked at, but ultimately when those didn't work out, we decided, okay, we're going to go with Peyton Thorne. We're going to build around him. We've hired a new GM our off the field player personnel management team. We've sort of beefed that up so we're ready to go. Went really hard in the spring portal, added a very good wide receiver to add to this young wide receiver group. And you just felt really good about the stuff you were hearing. You heard a lot of positivity coming out of the offense, and understandably so, because, you know, for whatever reason, you know, Peyton Thorne is really, really good when – I guess it doesn't matter. He's really, really good in practice. He's really, really good at being able to execute the offense when I guess there's not really live bullets flying at him. So it was really easy to sort of buy into the hype, coupled in with the Alabama A&M game and the us being able to light it up through the air, which is something that's not been done in Auburn and feels like forever. It was easy to buy into the hype. It was easy to sort of pencil this game in Saturday as a automatic win. Like we're worried about Oklahoma. We're trying to figure out, can we be 5-0 through the first games? Not 4-1. We're trying to figure out, hey, can we knock off Oklahoma and be 5-0 through, because the momentum with a 5-0 start would be incredible. But now when you have what the meltdown at Cal and you've got a quarterback change, and even though the offense looked so much better last weekend, I mean, let's just be honest. This is a bigger, much bigger challenge. This is a much bigger step up than it was last week. And Hank is, you know, he came out and did what Hank does, seems like he does, is every time he gets an opportunity, he's very efficient. He takes his shots, his calculated shots, calculated big plays, protects the ball, doesn't turn it over. And I feel like the offense looked really, really efficient, really good last week. But let's just, again, this is a huge step up. This is a much bigger step up playing Arkansas versus, you know, obviously New Mexico. So the importance now of being able to carry the offense over to an SEC opponent from last week is just ratcheted up like that much more. You're talking about something that you felt like was going to be a breeze through. Now you've gone through a quarterback change, and now, hey, you gotta prove it. Right. You got one more week to turn around, and you're playing in the league. You're playing in the SEC now. You're playing. This is league play. This is the real deal. So the quarterback situation is really the way it played out at the beginning of the year with the loss to Cal. Now you're trying to figure out where you can actually finish this season. This is a big barometer of how this offense could possibly look for the rest of the season. I mean, this Arkansas is going to be other than Vanderbilt, the worst SEC defense you're going to face. So if you struggle, if we can't, you know, make it happen in this game. Now that's not to say, again, this is only Hank's second start. So it's not to say like he cannot get better every week, but this is a huge test to see where you stand. And it also big for the confidence moving forward, being able to knock this team off and what that can do to help you build to go into Oklahoma, then to go into Georgia, because it's not like it gets easier. It does not get easier from here on out. So, you know, this is a massive weekend. This is a massive weekend for Hank Brown. This is a massive weekend for the Auburn offense. It's a massive weekend for the defense. I mean, good gracious. You had a lot of hype on the defense, and you sort of feel like you left a lot of meat on the bone in every single game you've played so far. Now you've done really good in the second half adjustments, but hey, we need to see a complete game out of the defense. And this is a team that has some skill, has some explosion, but these are the kind of things you got to be able to handle. You got to be able to handle these kind of teams. So the quarterback situation, the way it played out, this is very, very, it's made this game a lot more important. It's huge for Hank, huge for the offense. Another thing it's big for, I mean, I'm just going to be frank, and this is borderlining negative, but this game's big for roster retention. Okay. Let's be honest. You lose this game, phones start ringing. If you want to live in a world where tampering doesn't exist, then you're just sort of not living in reality. Okay. Tampering exists. And a lot of times guys look for blood in the water. They look for a little chink in the armor. They look for weakness. And I wouldn't be surprised if phones weren't already blowing up after the Cal game, but you drop this one too. And you're looking, if you drop this game, you're looking at maybe six wins. I don't know if you can even find six wins. You're looking at, you know, maybe five wins at best, barring you not having some remarkable growth, remarkable explosion of, you know, getting better over the next several weeks. You drop this one and you're in a bunch of trouble. You're in a bunch of trouble. So if you don't think those phones aren't going to go ringing off the hook, especially if you struggle on offense and those wide receivers, they're going to get a lot of calls. They're going to get a lot of calls. Cam Coleman would be a very, very prime target for big time schools to come after and say, hey, look, come over here. We're going to throw the you're elite. We got an offense that's kind of cooking. They're still trying to figure some things out. Come over here and let's have some, you know, a big year, make a lot of money, whatever. Like, don't be ignorant to the fact that stuff like that could happen. And again, this loss would equate to more than likely multiple other losses if you were to lose this game. So it's very, very important to win this game. It's very, very important to be able to look good also while you win this game. So I think roster retention is something that's should be a topic of discussion, at least behind closed doors, winning this game. Like, hey, another thing, everybody's going to get more expensive if you lose this game. Okay, coach, I'll stay. But, you know, I'm kind of putting my neck out here. Y'all, we're not getting it done. I'll stay, but it's going, you know, instead of this, it's going to be this now. It's going to cost this now. So roster retention is something that's going to be very, very important to watch if Auburn were to, you know, drop this game. Now, again, I feel confident watching a lot of that. We're going to talk about a lot of the matchups and where I see Auburn as far as how to have a matchup with Arkansas, but just as far as the opportunity and how important this game is, this is one of the reasons why this game is so important. Because if you drop this one, you're looking at a huge uphill climb as far as getting to a winning season. And if you don't have a winning season in year two, you're gonna struggle to be able to keep some of these guys that you made a lot of promises to, you've sold vision to. So it's important. It's very, very important to win this game and look good doing it. Before we hit the last thing, let's give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management, Retirement Results, powered by Active Wealth Management. Look, I know everybody feels like they've got money saved up. You got money put away. You've got your retirement plan set. Like, you've been doing the same thing forever and ever. But how do you know that A, you're doing the best thing? And how do you know that B, you're not missing out? There could be something that you're not taking advantage of. Give Ford a shout. Go to retirementresults.com/plan to get a custom portfolio analysis, absolutely free. And make a friend at the same time. He will diagnose what you got going on and making sure that, again, making sure that you're not leaving any meat on the bone, making sure you're not leaving anything on the table. He's the guy for you. So check him out, make a friend, tell him War Eagle, tell him I sent you. Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. One of the reasons this game's so important is because you've had 4 weekends now. You got Deuce Knight in again this weekend. You got Caleb Cunningham in this weekend. You've had 4 weekends in a row of pretty epic recruiting as far as visits go. You've had dude after dude after dude show up. Like, you're able to get a lot of these big-time guys on campus. You've got a ton of big-time guys committed. You just had Elijah Melendez commit last week. Let's not, again, as far as roster retention goes, remember, don't be ignorant to the fact that people are going to come after our players. Don't be ignorant to the fact that if you start dropping games, your recruiting class can suffer, okay? Your recruiting class can suffer. So you have 24 commits right now. You have the highest rated class in Auburn history from a points perspective. Like, you have the most elite class right now if you don't sign anybody else that Auburn's ever had. And you're still going after a couple of more, 3 or 4 or 5 more, all extremely highly rated guys. So not only would, you know, laying an egg, especially offensively, laying an egg in front of Deuce Knight, Caleb Cunningham, and multiple of the other guys that are going to be here, not only could it hurt for those guys, the prospective guys that you want to add, but hey, I mean, if I'm a commit, I'm wondering what the heck's going on. As well, if Auburn were to lay an egg, especially on defense. Auburn's got a ton of defensive commits in this game. If you're a defensive back and Auburn continues to look sort of hapless in the defensive secondary, hey, that's something I'm questioning. If I'm a commit, I'm like, hey, what's going on? What's going on here? Is it scheme? Is it just they need more talent? Like, what is going on? Kay and Lee's a pretty good player. He's a pretty highly ranked player. I mean, and you know, he should be able to be in the right spots. He should be able to be able to make plays. So if he's struggling, why would I not struggle if I come here? Like, those are the kind of conversations that are going to start happening if you start laying eggs in games like this. I'm telling you, this game is important. This game is massive. Like, it's gone from a level 3 to a level 10, like a must win almost. This game is a must win. Like, you can say every game is a must win. This game has really, really become a must win for Auburn. You could easily become Florida of last year if you drop this one, because, again, this is the second worst SEC team you're going to play on your schedule from a talent perspective. It just is. You still got Vanderbilt, but Arkansas is it. After that, it's nothing. After that, it's teams that are exponentially better than Arkansas. You got Oklahoma, Georgia, Alabama. You got Texas A&M, Kentucky. Kentucky's better than Arkansas. Missouri's better than Arkansas. Like, every single team you play besides Vanderbilt and Louisiana Monroe are going to be better than Arkansas. So if you lose this game in front of the recruits, in front of your commits, you're going to, again, price tags go up, retention gets tougher. It just becomes a much, much tougher game. And with the uncertainty with being able to project how the offense is going to look with Hank in an SEC game, the uncertainty around, hey, last week, the defense not knowing, not being able to really put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, whether it was scheme or talent, whatever, and then the big giving up a few big plays, even to New Mexico, it's sort of put this game in a little bit more doubt. I mean, again, I think the spread is down to around 3 to 4 points, depending on what book you look at. Opened around 5 or 5.5-ish, and the money's on Arkansas early. Now, I'll be interested to see, you know, on Saturday morning what happens, because that's when your big money drops, and see which way that line moves. I still feel really good about the game. It's just become a lot more important. Like, it's become a lot more the stakes are so much higher than they would have been prior. Now, any loss, regardless to Arkansas, hurts. But especially now, where you're sort of teetering on that, where we're not really sure where we're going as a program. I mean, if we're being completely honest, it's where we've only played 15 or 16 games, but still, we're teetering on that. Where are we going? Are we going up, or are we moving forward, or are we sort of staying where we are, or are we even moving back? Like, this is a game where the scales are sort of could tip one way or the other. So, again, I'm guilty of overlooking this game, and I think I probably still would have overlooked it if the quarterback situation had not played out like it did. I would still take Auburn in this game. I still think Auburn's more talented. I really do. I still think Auburn's more talented in almost every position. There's a couple of offensive linemen that I think Auburn would love to have, especially from the portal. Hugh actually mentioned it in the teleconference yesterday. But I have a little bit of nervous bug for this weekend. It's a big game. It's a very, very important game for multiple reasons. And Auburn's got to win it. Auburn's got to win this game to salvage. Auburn's got to win this game to build the momentum to be able to try to better their last year record. If you want to get to that 7-8 wins, you got to win this one. You have there's no way, if, ands, buts about it. You have to win this game if you want to get to 7 or 8 wins. So let's see what happens. From the stuff I've gotten from practice reports, I feel like Cam's going to play. He's listed as questionable. And if you're a fantasy football guy, the Qs always play. I don't know what it is about that. If you see the opponent and he's got a bunch of Qs, you get excited. Don't get excited. They always play. For whatever reason, they always seem to play. You got Cam Coleman and Xavier Miller listed as questionable, which I love this new plaque. I love this new injury report thing. But I can already see sort of the gamesmanship. Just make everybody questionable. Just list everybody as questionable. That way you can make it a, I guess you can, if it's questionable, you can make it a game time decision. But I think I expect both of those guys to play, and Cam will be ready to go and so hopefully help this offense be even that much more explosive. I mean, you see guys excited about Hank, you know, Eugene Asante putting out the Instagram story of Hank practicing against absolutely nothing, just going through the motions as far as his handoffs, his fundamentals, just out there by himself in the field. It was kind of poetic. It was kind of nice to see. So I don't want to have too much negative bug vibes of today's show, but it is important. To this game has become a ton more important than it would have been had the season not started off the way it did. So let's see what happens Saturday, and we'll talk about it obviously all the way up into the game. I said all that to say it's important, but I still feel really good about Auburn's chances. Guys, you need to subscribe to TheBarnAuburn.com. Only $1 for your first month. You can get practice reports. You can get insiding recruiting knowledge. You can get team inside reports. You can get all kind of stuff there from a little bit different perspective than the traditional way. So, and then obviously you can also jump in on the conversation. A ton of good conversations every single day. I feel like yesterday we didn't argue. We had a discussion about retired numbers. This is what's cool. It went over 3 or 4 pages. Nobody called anybody an ugly name. Nobody fought. It was awesome. It was awesome. We got to the end of it and said we had a long conversation about a pretty tense topic. Should we unretire numbers? Should we not? I feel like it was pretty 50-50 for a while, and there was really good arguments on both sides. Hey, nobody got mad. Nobody. It was awesome. It was amazing. I've never been a part of anything like it. So it's just a really unique culture, a really unique, community that we've built. You should come join as well at TheBarnAuburn.com. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. You can follow me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5, and you know we're going to be back every single day. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.